You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 130. In today's show, I'm going to share with you an important step in achieving the success you want, and that is how to manage your mindset as you launch or relaunch a direct sales business. Everything from getting started to hearing no to having success, how you manage your mindset is critical. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Elmer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Okay, before I start the show, I want to give a shout out to Francesca in South Africa, who sent me a very nice testimonial, and she said, "You are one of the best speaker leader mentors on podcast. Your teaching, your voice, your web are among the best I've seen and listened to. I hope I can start putting in place all your lessons. Thank you, Jackie." Well, thank you, Francesca. I so appreciate that. And then I also wanted to add in a little bit here from Vineyard Lady, who I found out is Stacy Ryan. Stacy, thanks so much. Stacy had given a shout out review on iTunes, and she was the winner of the Inner Circle Coaching
Program. Hi, Jackie. This is Stacy Ryan, aka Vineyard Woman, on iTunes. And I was just reading your blog and noticed that I got the shout out. So I am so excited to be this month's Inner Circle Coaching winner. But I wasn't sure how to follow up with you since it's not my real name. My phone number is. And again, this is Stacy Ryan, aka Vineyard Woman. Hope you're having an amazing day and look forward to talking with you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, so again, as a reminder, if you would like to be entered into a drawing for a free month of coaching, leave a review over at iTunes, jackieelmer.com/iTunes, or on Stitcher, jackieelmer.com/Stitcher. Okay, so we've spent the last few shows going through how to launch a business, and what I'm doing, as you know, I launched a new business with my 19-year-old daughter on January 1st, 2015, and I'm sharing with you exactly the steps that I'm taking to grow a business from start to finish, so you can literally follow along, and if you will emulate this, you will have success. You can check the podcast archives on my blog, jackieelmer.com. Just click at the top, you'll see podcasts, you'll see blog, you'll see all different type things, and you can listen into any episodes that you may have missed. And if you want even more one-on-one direct coaching, visit my Inner Circle Coaching at jackieelmer.com/coach. Okay, so in the last show, we covered success language and how to develop scripting that fits for you and fits for your prospect. You can listen into that at jackieelmer.com/129, and you'll find the show notes for today's episode, jackieelmer.com/130. So let's talk about how to manage your mindset in your direct sales business launch. You can ask any successful person what the secret is to their success, and somewhere in there, they will share that staying focused, managing the disappointments and setbacks is a big, big part of it. And it's also equally as important to manage your calendar mindset, your success mindset, your expectations, shutdowns, and all that kind of stuff. So we're gonna get into that and talk about the importance of each one of those. So really and truly, it first starts with getting clear on why you joined. Now, you've heard this over and over again, and I hate to sound redundant, but it's so true. Why did you join your business? If you will keep that why out in front of you at all times, it helps managing your mindset become much, much easier. So if you haven't taken the time to do that now. Determine your why and write it down. Determine your why and write it down. It sounds very simple, but you know what the reality is? Very few people ever take the time to do this important step in their business. So let me ask you, have you taken this step? If not, do it right now, okay? even if you're driving, pull over to the side of the road and in your smartphone, you know, get out a note file and write it in there, and you can expand on it later. But get very crystal clear on your why. That's the main reason that I had success and continue to have success in network marketing, is because I absolutely know what my reason why is. I know what I'm working toward, and that's so very important to me, and I never waver from that thing. So you want to do that too. Now, as you write your why, it's important to ask yourself, is this truly compelling? Is it enough for me to take action in my business on a regular basis? And after reading my why, am I willing to turn off the TV, get myself all these volunteer things that I'm signed up for? Am I willing to make my list? And am I willing to begin really working my business? They say your why should make you cry. I can tell you this, mine did. When you care more about what you're working toward than what others might say or think about your decision, that's when you know that you're absolutely on the right track. And as I've shared before, for me, it was my children. It was my children and not having them in daycare, being there every step of the way with them. That was compelling and something that I was highly committed to. So think about what you're committed to and what you're willing to do. And make sure that your why creates some kind of feeling and emotion for you, and hopefully not a negative one. This is all part of managing that mindset, because I know for me, anytime I would feel myself getting disappointed or wondering if I could do this or whatever it was that would creep in, all I had to do was learn to shift my mindset back to my why and get focused on that, and it would help me overcome any of the feelings of those other challenges. So that's an important part of it. Now, a next step in managing your expectation or in managing your mindset is setting realistic expectations, managing those expectations, and knowing how to handle shutdowns. It's so important to set those realistic expectations, especially as you're launching, because I'm going to get into this in the timeline of success, but in the beginning, you work a whole lot harder for almost nothing, it feels like sometimes is showing up, than it does toward the end. So you have to set realistic expectations and know that in the beginning, you're going to put a lot of effort and energy into it, and it's going to feel, and I mean feel, that's all, it's going to feel like nothing's coming back in return. But you just have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. One of the biggest mistakes that a person can make is to set such super high goals that are so far outside the ballpark that there's really no way to really achieve them based on everything else that goes on in our life. Very often this happens when we first start a business, when we, you know, hear a top income earner story, we attend a Super Saturday, our initial training, whatever it is, we get all excited. And then what happens is we get back home to the real world and we walk in the door and there are children clinging to our legs and dirty dishes in the sink, and you look at all the laundry and there's nothing to eat in the cupboard and there's so many things to do, and you know, you've got to go back to the job maybe on Monday morning or whatever it is, and it's easy to look at all that and think, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I just can't do this. But you know what? You can. You absolutely can. It's just about managing that mindset and managing your calendar. So set some realistic goals and plans for yourself. Absolutely do that, and then make sure those goals are in writing, of course, too. Now, another part of the whole process is handling the shutdowns. That's a big part of handling your mindset. You've got to be able to handle the no's. I'm going to tell you something, and this may be a news shock for you. Not everyone is going to tell you yes. You may hear a few no's, maybe even quite a few no's before you get to some yeses. But I'm going to tell you something. If you know this going in, if you know absolutely that some people who you think will be perfect for this business are going to tell you no, some people who you think would be perfect for this business are going to sign up and then they're going to do nothing or they're going to quit. And, you know, some people are going to move on maybe to other companies. That's just a part of it. So I'm going to tell you that right now, that there are challenges and obstacles that you're going to have to overcome on your journey to success. Will you prepare for that now? Will you be able to handle it when someone you care about says no? What if it's someone you care about and they laugh at you or tell you you're crazy or anything like that? Here's the one thing I can assure you. If you'll stick with your business, if you'll develop your business skills and keep following up with those who you've talked to previously, many of those will come back and say yes at a later time. Because that's my story. I said no way before I ever said yes to network marketing. And when I did say yes, nothing had changed. It was the same business, same company, same compensation plan, all of that. But what had changed was me. I want you to remember this. Other people can only affect you if you allow them to. You may have heard my Mean Janine story, and I'm going to quickly share it with you. If you have, I apologize. But I think it's a story worth listening to over and over and over again. I was early on in my direct sales career, and I was like most people. I was struggling big time with my mindset, with getting out of my own way, with worrying too much what other people would think and say about me, worrying about those things much more than I was worried or focused on what I wanted to achieve in my business. And that was a huge mistake. But my neighbor Janine in Phoenix was on my list, and I decided one Saturday that I was going to work my business. I was going to get up the courage to go next door and give her some information. And this was back in the mid-90s, and we used prospecting packs. I had my cassette tape. Yes, we used cassette tapes. Had a brochure about the business, and I think I had a little letter in there that kind of said way too much and oversold it. But nonetheless, that was before I developed some of my better skills, like I covered in the last show with success language. Anyway, I marched over to her house. I rang the doorbell. I swallowed my pride. She opened the door. I stuttered something to her about a business and if she'd take a look at it. And she literally threw her head back, slapped her knee, and laughed right in my face. And she's a very large woman. And so it was quite like a cartoon almost, where somebody yells at another person and you see the person that's being yelled at like tumble backwards and roll, you know, step over step. That's kind of how it felt like to me, because she literally laughed right in my face and said something like, "Oh my gosh, you have gotten involved in one of those. Are you crazy? Those things never work, blah, 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 blah." And I don't remember what I said to her, but I remember feeling that red hot well up in my, from my toes to my head, and slinking back home and slamming my door and closing it and, you know, laying on the couch in a defeated position thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Why am I doing this to myself?" But what happened that day really changed my life, because as I laid there, and as I thought about her and I thought about her reaction and I thought about, you know, how mean that was. I mean, all she had to do was politely say, "Oh no, thank you. You know, it's not for me. Good luck to you, whatever." No, she wanted to try to steal my dream along with being in her own miserable little self. And I used that as an example of negative motivation. And I told myself, she can only affect me if I allow her to. So I want to tell you this again. Remember that other people can only affect you if you allow them to. Their opinion does not reflect on you, your company, your products, or your decision. It's simply a reflection of them and where they are in their life. And if someone happens to be mean or nasty to you, like Mean Janine was to me, that speaks a bit to their character and their own insecurities. And I will tell you, this is not the first episode with her in my neighborhood of all different type things. She's a very opinionated woman, a very unhappy, miserable woman, and never missed an opportunity to share that. I'm not even sure why she was on my list, except I was told to make a list of everyone I know, and I was trying to be very coachable. Now, in my ebook, Street Smart Scripts, which you can get over at streetsmartscripts.com, I have some great comebacks when people get arrogant with you like that, of some great things that you can say to them. So learn to manage your expectations and know that at any point in your business, there's going to be peaks and valleys, especially as you launch your business. You know, I can tell you in my first 2 weeks of this new business launch, I got busy, got into massive action, did all this activity. I sponsored people. And as I was looking at them, I was thinking, why aren't they doing the same thing? And of course they were. And we'll talk about that under the timeline of success and giving people that latitude to grow their business here in a minute. Now, the next area that you want to manage your mindset around is your calendar. You've got to develop the slight edge mentality that goes with this business. The slight edge mentality is that mentality of it's easy to do and easy not to do. We have a very, very simple business. Really, we contact, invite, present, follow up, train, and duplicate. And ideally, we do that on a regular, ongoing basis. That's it. Yes, over time, we develop leaderships, we travel a little bit, we go to conventions, we do a few other things. But the core basic skills of our business are make the list. Then we contact, invite, present, follow up, train, and duplicate. Okay, those are the primary things that we do. Instill that in your brain and you'll be successful. Absolutely. So you know, one of the things that happened for me is that I had to manage my calendar, and you will too. And if you really want to be successful, you will find at times that there are things that you'll need and want to give up in order to be successful. Back when I got really committed to building my business, my children were attending a private school. And so the moms, mostly the moms, there were a few dads, but we had to drop our kids off every day at school because we didn't have transportation services. And there were a group of moms at my school, great ladies who I really enjoyed, but not every single morning, but about two mornings a week, I think it was, they would go have bagels and coffee at the little coffee shop up the street. And I was always invited, and there were a few times that I went before I got really committed to my business. But here's the thing, my daughter was in preschool at the time, and anybody who's been there knows that that's usually about only a 2 to 3 hour window that you have, and that's really the time that I had to seriously work my business. So I had to make the difficult decision. Do I go sit around and chew the fat and shoot the breeze and talk about TV shows that I wasn't watching and different things like that? Do I go out with the bagel moms, or do I go back home and do I work on my business? And it was a difficult choice sometimes. I wanted to be there with the bagel moms. You know, I wanted to be a part of that. But I made the choice to commit to my business. And I put my blinders on and I said no to doing that. And I knew that I was willing to give up things for today so that tomorrow and whenever else, and I know they say tomorrow never comes, but you get my point. That way I would be in position to have whatever I want whenever I want. And that really is my story. That really is what happened for me. I did give that up at the time, and it was hard at times. And I felt like I was being left out. Not that they were leaving me out, I was leaving myself out. But I wanted to be part of the crowd. But what happened was my business started to grow slowly but surely, and then it started to snowball, and pretty soon it became a multi-million dollar business. And then I could go to coffee with whoever I wanted, whenever I wanted. I could travel on an airplane to go have coffee with people, and sometimes I did. I could take fabulous trips. I could do all kinds of different things. I had the time and the money and the resources at that point to do whatever I wanted. So I want you to manage your mindset around your calendar and know that in the beginning, you're probably going to give up some things so that you can have everything you want on down the road. Now let's talk about managing your successes. Okay, that's an important part of it too. It's funny. Sometimes we say that people don't get started in the business because they fear failure, but a lot of them really fear success. They're afraid they can't handle it. They won't know how to manage it. They'll feel like a fraud. There is that part in this business where you do develop kind of the fraud syndrome where you think, gosh, you know, I started, I struggled, I kept going, I persevered, and now all of a sudden I'm a success story, and people want to put me up on stage to share my story and ask me how I did it, and the reality of it is I just kept doing it. I powered through the nose. I managed my expectations. I did all those type things. So in managing your successes, it's important that you learn to manage and develop your leadership skills. Leadership skills will evolve as your business evolves. If you stay in personal development and constantly working on yourself, your leadership skills will develop. You want to make sure that you're reaching out to your team, seeing how you can be helpful, but you also don't want to fall into that role of babysitting, okay? That means, you know, trying too hard to make people want it more for themselves than they really do. You can want it more for someone, then they want it for themselves, but you can't do it for them. So you don't want to babysit. You also don't want to fall into the role of constantly being nothing but customer service. If somebody asks you a question, point them to the tools where they can get educated, okay? And if you don't know the answer, don't try to go seek it out for them. Let them know that you don't know, but here's some ideas on where they can find the answer, and to please let you know when they find it so that you can make note of it, okay? That's a great way to handle it. Okay, there's nothing wrong with helping out, but also know where to point people in so that they can become self-sufficient and educated. Because you want to create a team of empowered people, not disempowered, not feeling like they have to lean on you for every single thing. That creates what we call a personality-driven business, and personality-driven businesses don't succeed for the long haul. All of us have our own personality. We have our own unique gifts and talents that we bring to the business, and we can't change that. Some people are more outgoing than others, more effervescent, have more energy, whatever it is, and some have less. We can't control that. But we can control the systems that we teach people to use to introduce the business, to educate themselves, to learn more, and so on. And that's a very important part of it. So point to the tools to educate. Work on being a servant leader too. What's a servant leader? Well, ask, how might I assist you? Is there anything I can do to assist you in your business? Would you like to make three-way calls? Would you like to schedule conference calls? How can I support you? So ask how you might assist, and then be willing to assist where you can and let go where you can't. And then don't be afraid of objections and challenges in your business, even with those people who are on your team. It's just a part of it. It's a part of any business. I don't care what it is you're doing. I don't care if you're running an airline, if you're running an ice cream shop, if you have a franchise, or what it is, businesses run into challenges. You may recall over this past year, all of the challenges that have gone on with credit and debit cards being compromised, from Target to Home Depot to Chick-fil-A. Those are three companies I can think of right off the bat who had issues with and challenges around their pay systems being compromised. Those are big challenges. You're going to have challenges in your own business too, maybe even with your company. Maybe a product formulation changes and, oh, it's a disaster. It doesn't turn out the way that people think it is. Think of Coca-Cola. Remember when the new Coke came out? Ooh, that was kind of a train wreck. Now, there are a lot of people that think that that happened. It was a marketing ploy. I have no idea, but it sure got people talking. But it's all in how you handle it. You're going to have challenges and objections in your own business too. Just know how to handle them. Know that that's a part of being a success. Every successful business goes through it. Okay, now let's talk about managing the concept of the timeline of success. It's so important that you understand the timeline of success. That basically is, in the beginning, it feels like you're doing a lot of work for little or no pay. And you are. Let's face it, you are. You feel like you're making nothing. I mean, I can look back at times where I was making much less than minimum wage working my business. But as I stuck with it and it grew, man, the raises and bonuses were amazing. It's like a scale that's weighted at one end. And over time, as you remain consistent, that scale is going to begin to balance with time. And pretty soon, it tips over to the side where you are working the same or less time and making a whole lot of pay. Remember, you're building ongoing income, and it's kind of like compound interest. In the beginning, it seems so slow, like it's never going to get going, and that's the worst time because that's when most people quit. But you also have to understand the timeline of other people. Some are going to come in right away, right when you show it to them. Some are going to take time, and some people never will. Some people who come in are going to work their business right away. Some are going to take a little more time, and some are going to join and never work their business. That's just the way it goes. It happens for everyone. Every top income earner will share that with you. They all have the same thing. So ask yourself, how fast or slow did I start? Did I get off to a fast start? Did I get busy? Did I get into action? Or was I kind of in analysis paralysis, feeling like I had to read everything and study everything and even experience the product and all those different type things? There's not a right or wrong there. But think about how fast or slow you started your business. You need to give others the latitude to start on their own timeline as well. Because you know what? You don't have a choice anyway. You have to be willing to give them that latitude because you don't control it. What you want to do is you want to avoid the tendency to sponsor people and then just sit back and wait. As you stay consistent, you'll create that tipping scale that leans very heavily in the pay side of favor for you. So set those realistic goals and expectations and avoid buyer's remorse. It's a 2 to 5 year plan, and your first 90 days are critical. They can literally set the course for success in your business. Those first 90 days are critical. That's why I'm doing a complete 90-day launch, so that I can share that story and I can set a roadmap that other people can follow along to be successful. So let's talk about some action steps then that you can take to manage your mindset. First, as I mentioned, get clear on your why. Second, set those realistic expectations. Set those expectations and intentions about what you will do every day in your business. Third, understand how you're going to handle the no's. How will you handle those disappointments and setbacks? Are you going to allow them to, you know, gut punch you and knock the wind out of your sails and make you quit? Or are you going to say, Jackie told me this would happen, or my sponsor told me this would happen, so I'm prepared for this. I can deal with this. If I just keep going, I will have success too. Then how are you going to manage your calendar? You do have a calendar, right? I still recommend a handwritten calendar. I still use a day timer, and I love it because I can jot so many things down in it, and then I can get into some self-accountability and self-coaching. If I find myself wallowing about why my business isn't successful, all I got to do is look back at my calendar. And if I find myself celebrating because my business is successful, all I got to do is look back at my calendar. And then finally, understand the timeline of success and make sure that you don't wait on anyone. Okay, so if you want some details, if you found this show for the first time and you're looking for a business, you're still in exploring mode, go to jackiealmer.com/connect. And I'd love to give you some details on my new business launch with my daughter. But if you're happy and satisfied where you are, stay put and build that business to the moon. I want to give a podcast review and shout out to Kim Folks. Kim wrote, Jackie's content is always practical, useful, and provided with enthusiasm and an abundance of hands-on experience. Listening to Jackie's material is always time well spent, and you'll get incredibly useful tips and tools. Kim, thanks so much. And you've been entered into a drawing for a free month of my Inner Circle coaching. As I mentioned at the start of the show, go to jackiealmer.com/iTunes or jackiealmer.com/Stitcher to leave your review. Show notes, jackiealmer.com/130. And I do love to hear from you, so send me a tweet at Jackie Elmer. Let me know how you're managing your mindset, your timeline for success, and different things like that. If you have a question for the show, ask it. You can also ask it at jackiealmer.com/question. Or on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth. So until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check, and good luck to you in your business.
If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. That's my nuts and bolts on how to be successful in your network marketing business. You can also get more at my blog, jackiealmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, at Jackie Elmer. See you on the next show and have a fun, profitable week.